Title: Arrange a Reese Patch Using Macro Controls Creatively in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Advanced. Alright, let's get advanced and very practical. You already know how to make a Reese. The real flex in old school jungle and rolling DNB is not here's my Reese sound. It's here's my Reese behaving like an instrument across 32, 48, 64 bars. It evolves. It answers the drums. It builds pressure, releases, chokes, throws into space, then snaps back like nothing happened. In this lesson, you're going to turn one solid Reese patch into an arrangement machine using an Ableton Live 12 rack with 8 macros. Think of these macros like performance rolls, not random effects knobs. Each one should do a job in the arrangement: tension, impact, width, discipline, density, transition. By the end, you'll have a rack called Jungle Reese Arranger, and you'll be able to literally perform your arrangement into the timeline. Let's build it. First, start with a solid Reese source. Keep it raw and facey. Waveatable is perfect for this because it moves nicely but still hits. Create a MIDI track and load Waveatable. Set oscillator 1 to a saw. Set oscillator 2 to a saw as well. Give it unison in classic mode, 2 to 4 voices, and keep the amount around 15 to 25%. Then do one small but important detail: fine-tune one oscillator slightly sharp, like plus 5 to 12 cents. That tiny disagreement is part of the Reese attitude. On the filter, pick LP24 if you want it heavier and more controlled, or LP12 if you want more of that old-school openness. Add a little filter drive, like 2 to 6 dB, just enough to thicken. Amp envelope, basically instant attack, medium decay, and sustain fairly high, depending on how long your notes are. Now notes. Old-school tends to sit in that F to G-sharp zone a lot, but don't get religious about it. The real trick is the rhythm. Write a simple two-bar phrase with syncopation. Leave holes. If you overnote, you'll have no room for the breaks to speak, and jungle is a conversation between bass and drums. Cool. Now the main move. We're going to separate sub-stability from mid-motion. Group your synth into an instrument rack. Command or Control D. Open the chain list and create 3 chains: sub, mid, and top or noise. TOP is optional, but it's a cheat code for that hazy, living, tape and air jungle feeling. Let's do the SUB chain first. This one is sacred. This is the part that should not whoosh around every time you get excited with modulation. On sub, AEQ 8, low pass at around 90 to 120 Hz with a steep slope. If it clouds up, do a tiny dip around 200 to 300. Then add saturator. Soft clip on. Drive like 2 to 6 dB, controlled. Then utility, and set width to 0%. Mono, non-negotiable. The goal, when you're doing wild filter sweeps and phasing on the mids, the bottom still feels like a pillar. That's how your drop stays confident. Now the MID chain. This is the actual Reese character that moves and growls. First device, auto filter. LP12 or LP24. LP12 often feels more old school because it doesn't clamp down as aggressively. You can add a tiny bit of envelope if you want a little pluck, but keep it subtle. Next, distortion. In Live 12, roar is ridiculously good for this. Start with a warm style and drive around 10 to 25%. We're not trying to make it a dubstep chainsaw. We're trying to make it speak. Then chorus ensemble. Set it to ensemble mode. Amount between 10 and 35%. Rates low, like 0.10 to 0.35 Hz. Slow is the word. Old school Reese movement is like weather, not like a wobble. Then facer flanger. Choose facer for swirl or flanger for sharper comb movement. Keep feedback moderate, because harsh phasing is one of the fastest ways to ruin an otherwise sick bass. Then EQ 8. High pass around 90 to 120, so the MID chain isn't fighting your SUB chain. And while you're here, listen for annoying resonances. Two common problem zones, 250 to 500 gets boxy and 2 to 4K gets painful. Optional TOP chain. This is how you keep presence on small speakers and add that haze over the bass. On top, add auto filter and try bandpass. Then redux, but light. Subtle downsample, like 2 to 6 steps. Utility after that, width wide, like 120 to 160%. And EQ 8, high pass 300 to 600 Hz. No low end here. This chain is seasoning. Now we map macros. This is where we become arrangers, not just sound designers. We're mapping 8 macros, and I want you to think like this. 80% of the macro travel should be safe, like DJ mixer safe. The last 20% is the danger zone for fills and transitions. If you can slam a macro and it instantly wrecks the groove, your mapping range is too wide. Fix the range. Don't blame your hands. Enter map mode. Macro 1 is cut off. Map it to MID auto filter frequency. Optionally also to TOP filter frequency so the air follows. Set a range like 120 Hz up to around 3.5 kHz, then adjust by ear. This is your main tension and release lever. Macro 2 is reso or bite. Map it to MID auto filter resonance. Also map it to something that adds aggression without just getting louder. With roar, you can map tone or a filter parameter. With saturator, you could map color or just a touch of drive. Keep resonance controlled. Jungle likes bite, but not whistling. A good resonance range might be 0.80 to 1.60, but the exact numbers don't matter as much as the feeling. Safe bite most of the time, sharper bite for moments. Macro 3 is width, and this is about discipline. Map MID utility width from maybe 60% to 130. Map TOP utility width from 100 to 170. Leave SUB width fixed at 0. This macro is less about make it huge and more about place it correctly in the mix. Macro 4 is chorus or ensemble. Map chorus ensemble amount from 0 to 45%. Also map the rate from 0.08 to 0.40 Hz. That's how you get evolving motion without changing notes. Macro 5 is phaser or flange. Map the amount from 0 to 65%. Feedback from 0 to 35%. Rate from 0.05 to 0.30 Hz. Again, keep it slow. You want it to roll, not vibrate. Macro 6 is drive. Map it to roar drive or saturator drive. Keep the range musical. You can also compensate level a little if your drive adds volume, but the best strategy is, don't overdo drive in the first place. This is a pressure macro. Macro 7 is sub clean. You have two good options. Option 1. Map the SUB saturator drive from like 1 dB to 7 dB. Option 2. Even safer. Map the SUB EQ low pass frequency from 70 to 120. That gives you tight versus fat without destabilizing. This macro is how you change the bass's weight across sections without just turning it up. Macro 8 is space throw. This is the punctuation macro. Put reverb and delay or echo at the end of the MID chain. Set them to 100% wet, because we're using it like a send throw. Map their dry slash wet, or map a parallel chain volume if you prefer a cleaner setup. For reverb, decay around 1.2 to 3.5 seconds. Medium size. High cut around 4 to 7k so it stays dark. For delay, try 1/8 or 1/4, feedback 15 to 35%, and filter it dark. Then set macro 8 range from 0 to 35%. Do not live at 35. That's a phrase and move. Before we arrange, one pro check. Put a meter or spectrum at the end of the MID chain. Treat the MID like its own instrument. When you push chorus and phaser, watch for buildup around 200 to 500 and spikes around 2 to 4K. That's where cool motion turns into why is this loop exhausting. Also put a utility at the very end of the whole rack and occasionally hit mono during playback. Brutal test. If it collapses, you've got too much phase-based width, usually in the TOP chain or chorus. Fix that now, not it mix down when you're emotionally attached. Alright, arrangement. Set tempo, around 160 to 170 BPM. We'll do a 32 bar example first, because jungle lives in phrasing. Bars 1 to 8, intro tease, keep cutoff low, like 200 to 500, and slowly open it. Keep width narrowish, like 70 to 90%. Keep chorus and phaser almost off, just a hint, and two tiny space throw bumps at the end of phrases. Not big, just little ghosts. Add your breakbeat, filter, so the bass is the star. Bars 9 to 16, first drop. Open cutoff to around 1.2 to 2.5k depending on your patch. Right at bar 9, give bite a small lift for impact. Make sub a bit fatter using sub clean, but remember, fatter is not louder. Keep width controlled, like 100 to 120, so it hits in the center. Add a touch of drive for urgency. Then do an automation move that's very jungle. A 1-bar cutoff dip in bar 16, like the bass inhales before it speaks again. Bar 17 to 24, variation, rolling hypnosis. Here's the mindset, notes can stay almost the same. Movement increases, slowly raise chorus from about 10 to 30% across the section. Raise phaser subtly from 0 to 25%, and instead of only smooth ramps, do small rhythmic wiggles in cutoff. Think 1/8 or 1/4 note shapes. It should feel edited, like hardware sampling and fader rides, not like EDM filter automation. A really musical trick, sync your filter moves to break edits. When the snare fill hits, do a quick cutoff push. When the fill ends, tuck it back. Bar is 25 to 32. Mini breakdown or tension. Pull cutoff down to 300 to 800. Narrow width to 70 to 85. Increase space throw on the last two beats of bar 32 so it blooms into the gap. This is also the perfect place for a dub siren or a stab. While the bass steps back. Now, for the second drop concept. Extend to 48 bars. Bars 33 to 48. Second drop, heavier. Increase drive by maybe 10 to 20% compared to drop 1. Increase bite a little, but keep an ear on harshness. And here's the twist. Tighten sub slightly more than you think. Let the brakes and kick punch. A clean, stable sub makes the whole track feel louder even when it's not. Signature moment at bar 48. Do a DJ-style filter choke. Slam cutoff down briefly, but make sure it only hits MID and TOP, not sub. If you want this to be bulletproof, add a second filter on MID and TOP with a lower minimum range than your main filter. That way when you slam it, the character disappears but the sub stays. That's the DJ choke that doesn't kill the sub. Now, performance workflow. This is how you stop drawing automation like an office job and start arranging like a musician. Turn on arrangement record. Map your macros to a controller if you can, but mouse is fine. Record 2 to 3 passes. Pass 1. Cutoff and bite. That's your phrasing and impact. Pass 2. Chorus and phaser. That's your motion curve. Pass 3. Space throw and drive. That's your transitions and pressure spikes. After recording, go in and simplify. Use simplify envelope so the automation becomes intentional shapes. Ramps, dips, steps. You're looking for decisive movement, not shaky scribbles. Live 12 tip. Once you've got a strong 8-bar automation phrase, copy it to the next phrase, then only change 1 to 3 points. Small edits create evolution. You don't need to reinvent every section. Jungle works because it repeats rituals and varies around them.